No, because my Wi-Fi at home is terrible, so I'm on data the whole time. Anyway, so talking over each other, we'll get better at that. I also feel like we swore a lot. A lot of profanities. Is that right? Profanities, yeah. So might just need to turn that down a little bit.
Let's just mark the podcast as clean. And then if we do swear and someone reports us, we get booted.
Why would we want to do that? I know you don't want to do the podcast, Wilco, but that's just a really backhanded way of trying to get out of it.
Okay.
My next point is I realized when I was listening back to it that the jumper that I was wearing, which had a zip, it's like a zip in the middle, was just scraping along the microphone of my headphones. Yeah. So that's why it was like all scratchy and shit. So I
Okay.
apologize. I'm not wearing that jumper ever again when we podcast. It's my favorite jumper, but that's another point.
Yeah, looks like you turned a sheep inside out.
Yeah. And added a zip.
And added a zip and put
Yeah.
little bits of their fleece on the jumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it actually for my housekeeping from the first episode.
We also don't have access. One of the other points, we don't have access to the website that we set up.
Oh
So
yeah. Nah,
if anyone's
you mean
trying to,
Instagram?
yeah, if anyone's trying to message us,
We
we can't.
actually added, do you know what? We added a follower. But no one's comment, I mean, no one has commented on the photo.
Wait. If you listen to this in the Anchor app, you can send us a message.
What
Like
I
it
don't
comes.
know what I have no idea what you're talking about.
People know it, Anchor, who hosts this platform. Sorry, who hosts the podcast? If you message them, we'll get a message. Like it comes straight to us. I'll send you a link to play around with after this. Why did I just call you Nick, Pete? Geez, we are rusty. Don't know.
Don't you don't need to send me a link because I'm never going to do whatever you're talking about.
Okay, cool. All right, sweet. So there's the recap on episode 1, season 4. I got some feedback. We're not to talk about football.
We don't. We shouldn't talk about football.
I mean,
Yeah.
this is a
Okay.
focus
That's
group of one,
okay.
and we should not talk about the C word.
Yeah. Well.
I'm
What are
fine
you
with
talking
both.
about exactly?
Getting dinner out of me, but no, I'm fine with both those things.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I actually. Someone wrote to me. Someone who obviously one of our listeners who I'm not I don't know them actually, but they said that our comeback is the best comeback since the Patriots in 2017.
That's a big comeback.
Yeah, that's what they said.
How much sport have you watched over the last X amount of months?
Okay, here's a good topic. The answer to that question is none because there is none at the moment, right?
No, you haven't. No. Sorry. I also include things like The Last Dance and stuff.
Yeah, I've watched a few, like, but not a lot. Not a lot. Do you know what? On the grand scheme of things, not as much sport. I haven't replaced, like, reruns or old games or, you know, sporting documentaries and stuff with the amount of sport I used to watch live, if you know what I mean. So I'm down on sport, big
Okay.
time.
Yeah.
What I can't help thinking is, what is the sporting landscape going to look like when the whole current crop of professional athletes are basically like just missing a year? Like, some sports are happening, I get it now, but you know, like, a lot aren't, and it's, you know, like, what's,
Mate, talk
talk to
about the
me.
Olympics.
Totally, Olympics is a massive one. Like, what's the number of athletes that just won't make it to the postponed date, or certainly won't make it in the condition that they would have been in right now? Like, the Olympics are supposed to be on right now.
You know, the other thing I thought about, I don't like, what is there, 11,000 athletes to go to the Olympics, I think, right
In
about
total,
that. Yeah.
yeah.
I think it's 11,000 athletes, like 5,000 support staff in the village, right? Those 11,000 athletes, I think about, and this is, I don't think I'm wrong in saying this. When you think about like women in particular, like how many women thought this would be like the last Olympics and then they'd go and like try and have children or like, you know, something like that. And this now pushes their entire life for everyone's sort of life out, you know? I actually thought about that the other day.
Totally. But it's not just women. It's like, it's even, even for people, you know, like the Olympic cycle is long.
Yeah, but if you're like a 30,
there'd be a lot of people that are that were hanging for, you know, for this year who can't necessarily now, you know, maintain that condition or, you know, stop training and then go again.
Yeah, so what I was saying is like if you're an older athlete, you know.
Yeah. Wilco, what sports were being added to the Olympics this year and what new sports were being added? Do you know?
BMX, was it?
No, that was already in. Was it surfing? No, surfing? It's in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's Tokyo.
Yeah, but I don't think surfing was. I think maybe that's next year.
There was some ridiculous one.
No, surfing is in there. That is surfing.
Yeah.
What Olympic sport would you take out and or add if it was up to you in the next Olympics?
Well, do you need handball?
Yeah, mate, European handball's unbelievable. Yeah, no.
All right, look at this way. Take basketball out. Like, it's not the premier thing. Anything that's not the premier sport, take it out.
I agree. I think sports that are that have such a strong commercial body to them are never like the Olympics is never going to be, and particularly when players play for an international team and then they go back to their country, you know, and they're playing with their rivals from other, you know, teams. Yeah. I just don't think it works. So like basketball, soccer, is soccer in there?
No. Yeah, it is, but soccer's different. I'm pretty sure that soccer, the Olympics, you can only be under 21.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, they also have the World Cup, right?
Sport climbing.
What is that?
It's rock climbing.
Okay, that's right. I mean,
is it the race to the top? Is that what it is? Is this new?
I don't know. Is it on a wall or is that on a cliff? That'd be sick. If it's on a cliff with no harness.
No, it's on a wall. It's on an indoor wall.
Oh, that'd be so safe for. That'd really race.
I didn't know, like bouldering. Yeah. Oh my god, do you know what? You know those bouldering walls in Burnley underneath the freeway?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with those?
That are 3 meters high.
Yeah. So they've recently the council has taken down all of the little things so you can't, like, they're just blank walls at the moment. You can't use them. Well, because they're like all playgrounds and stuff are closed, right?
Oh my god.
And there was this, I was walking along Burnley Boulevard the other day, and there's the bridge, there's like a train bridge near Swan Street, and it's like a bluestone. It's quite a pretty bridge that goes over the river and over the road. And there was this old dude. He must have been like 70 years old, I reckon. And he was bouldering on the bluestone like bridge foundations.
What?
Unbelievable! Like next to the road.
Have you seen those goats that climb up a vertical wall?
Goats.
Yeah.
Like mountain goats.
Yeah, mountain goats. But there's like this the tiniest of ledges and they climb straight up these things.
Yeah, you see photos of them in like there's a ledge and there's actually like no possible way they could have got to the ledge.
Yeah.
They were born on the ledge and they've just stood there the whole life.
Yeah. Did you, well, I mean, probably not. But would you ever climb up the side of a mountain without a harness? Is that called
freight? Right now, I wouldn't, but like maybe if I'd trained for it.
Mm. Didn't a guy do a movie about that?
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Free Solo.
Is it good? I've never seen it.
It's a worth a watch. It's really good.
God, I just think it'd be boring watching a
movie. Nah, it's not boring at all. This dude is he's unbelievable in his mental strength.
Here's a choice. If you had to do that climb right now, tomorrow, because you do that climb, and say it's like the Matrix, right? So you plug in a chip and you've got the skills to do it.
Yeah.
Would you do that climb or would you do the Red Bull jump from space?
I don't know what that is.
The guy who jumped from space like 3 years ago.
Is that the guy that landed on a big net?
I presume he did, but he jumped from space.
You know the guy that jumped without a parachute and he landed on that giant net?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the same guy.
I think I'd climb the wall, all things being equal.
Really?
Yeah.
People have done that before, though. A bit boring.
Well, no one had climbed the wall. That's why the documentary was such a big thing.
Okay. So well, people, I mean, have climbed a wall before.
Yeah, people have jumped before, but you're just you're changing the main. Yeah, but also it's a wall.
It's a wall.
Yeah, but it's also it's just a jump.
Oh my God. It's not like jumping into a sandpit, mate. I wonder why you're angry. Hit me with a Pete's fact.
Before that, can I tell you what else angers me?
Why did the last conversation anger you?
You know how you have ABNs, right?
Yeah.
And then you have ACNs.
Yeah, which are the same and number, just two other digits added.
They're just the same thing with the fucking, like, with the one, with the 1-6 in front of the ACN.
Yeah.
So how was it like, how were those two things differentiated in any way if the different, like the one thing that differentiates them is the same?
What? Well, one's for a company number, like a registration number. The other one is an ATO number. So they don't mean the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So that solves that.
But why can't it? Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I'm over it.
Yeah. okay. On your sport. All right. What sports? Well, I want to go back to the sport because we just jumped off it.
Oh, actually, speaking of sport, why don't you talk us through your running journey?
Yeah, I got a bit injured, but I had to go on a roller, which broke me in a great way.
Okay, actually, I forgot about the last thing from the last episode that I also wanted to address.
Yeah.
We need to explain things better. Like when we're talking about something, we actually have to talk about the detail of it.
Running.
You've got back into running.
Yeah, running's very fun.
And then you pulled your calf. Using the Nike training app?
Oh, I've gone back to Strava, but I don't mind the Nike training app. It's a great way to get started. Good month with that.
Yeah, do you know what? It was the stats when all the gyms had to start closing, the stats for new registrations to the Nike running, like coaching app thing were astounding. It was like tens of thousands of people every day signing up to this training app.
Yeah,
it's really good. I've dabbled in it.
Yeah, the good thing that I liked about it is it takes your mind off the run. You know what I mean? It paces you. What I found was really interesting is I'm sure there's a lot of people. You go out and run 10K at 4:50 and then couldn't move for a week, right? And then one of the things that comes out of this training stuff, they're like, you just got to run to comfortable, and comfortable is like not puffing, you know what I mean? Like you're working, but you're okay. Once you do that, you end up, it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take very long to get faster.
No.
I'm not saying fast, but going fast. But I reckon I got the wrong shoes. I reckon I got the wrong shoes.
Oh, what kind of shoes are you rolling with?
No, not the brand. I'm saying like the model.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Saucony or Saucony?
I've always said Saucony.
Or Saucony.
What's something that you pronounce incorrectly, but you just like your brain is just wired in wrong?
You know what? Can I come back to that? Because there is a word, and I want to make sure that I remember it.
That you want to make sure that you actually pronounce it correctly?
I said it yesterday, and Siobhan looked at me like I was some kind of special.
Well, I had a guy that I went to school with who. His brain, when he wanted to say specific, his brain would compute Pacific, like the Pacific Ocean, so much so that in his year 12 English essay, he wrote Pacific instead of specific.
Can't imagine that you got points for that.
Yeah. I reckon we've had this conversation on the podcast before.
Maybe.
Because I was inclined to just share that. For a long time, I thought the phrase "for all intents and purposes"
we spoke about
used to be "for all intensive purposes."
Yeah. which kind of
worked. We've definitely talked about this before.
I had a guy the other day, he said Adia instead of Adhia.
Adia? Ado, Adia.
Anyway, back to my shoes. They're not thick enough. So if anyone's out there running, like you got to go a bit of a nerdy look at the start. You know, a bit of cushion support.
You need a pair of Cuban heels.
Any of the other thing, I don't know what they are. What are they?
They're just like Cuban people wear boots with big heels.
A bit racist. Wow. Can I tell you something that's really, really, really shits me though? Is here where I live, like the parks are very well groomed. And so much so that, like, I'm polite. So, like, at the moment, especially, I run off the path, wide berth of walkers. You know, us not wearing masks, but carrying them with us. Bad names. Fuck, I reckon, like, for the last four times, I've stepped in the biggest, muddiest puddles underneath the grass. Oh, and it's really, it's not good. And where I do it, turnaround point, it's the furthest part of my run.
So you're squelching all the way home.
And it's a real squelch, and then I have black shoes, it gets mud on it, you know. That's my running.
So how's your calf? So you pulled your calf. Talk to me about it.
I didn't pull it. Everything just seized up. I couldn't run. Felt like my knees were bruised, you know.
Yeah.
My knees were really bruised. I could only get to the end of the week. It was actually really quite painful. And so I messaged my mate Pete and said, Pete, I'm fine.
Is that me?
I said, Pete, I'm in a bit of strife, and you said, ha, get on the roller. So I bought a roller. I definitely didn't do the roller properly, you know, probably only did, you know, maybe 5 minutes a night, and then everything was coming up Millhouse. I could run again. So I'm going to try and do like another like 10 tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. And then maybe a 7 before the weekend's out. That's good. Had me just north of 20. But Pete, I must say that when I started doing, you know, 38K a week, I was like, shit, this is pretty good. Logged on to Pete Smith, just the old 88K a week for the last year.
Yeah, I've like up until
8K or at like 4:14 or something.
Yeah, well, what do you do? Like, what do you do at the moment except for run? There's nothing you can do. So I've just been running.
Yeah, making bread.
Making bread. Nice. Looks like you've made a lot of bread.
Ah, fuck, you know, I'm going to turn my camera off.
I've like happened upon a strange phenomenon of late where if I'm not meeting someone for a run, I can't get out of bed.
What?
I cannot physically get out of bed. Yeah, like my alarm goes off and I just laugh at it. I'm not even lying. My alarm went off the other day and I genuinely laughed at my phone and turned it off and went back to sleep.
Time we're talking.
I just can't get up. Not even early, like 6:30.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's weird. It's weird.
What are you running?
But winter just does that to you. I cannot, I'm hanging so badly for summer this year. I can't even tell you.
Why?
Yeah. Just like light in the morning, not so bloody cold all the time. You know what I mean?
Mate, I'm not against it. I like the cold. I don't like the rain. The rain shits me unless I feel like I want it to rain. Like, you know, rain.
Yeah, I feel like.
But I love the cold. Big jacket. Summer is annoying. I hate it.
It's, I so many times I've been inclined to say that it doesn't feel like we've had, that wetter winter this year, but it's been like it's literally been a record of how much rain we've had.
I was going to say, have we broken like the wettest day in April or something? Well, the average rainfall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's been the wettest year like forever. But you know what? We're getting into my favorite part of the year, Walker. Oh, and we're not far off. We're not far off of it officially being that time of year.
What is that time of year?
When everyone starts to say autumn is the best time of year. Oh, no, wait, we're approaching spring.
Right. That's not even the right. And you were so confident. You even leaned into it.
God damn it. What the hell?
And plus, no one says it's springtime of year.
Nah, spring's the worst time of year. It's like weather's so crazy in spring. I was so excited for it to be autumn then for a bit.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, to be fair, we didn't have an autumn, you know, because everyone was stuck inside and that.
Yeah. Do you reckon that it's like being restricted in what we can do throughout winter has been better than the other way around?
You'd have to think so.
I like to think so. I like to think we sort of just skipped winter this year.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I reckon it hasn't felt like there's been that bad of weather because you haven't been out and about. Yeah. You haven't had to go out at night when it's freezing cold.
I did think. But the other thing is, which obviously maybe has been disproven, is that, you know, like the heat usually kills viruses. Everywhere else doesn't seem to be coping that well. It's been summer.
Hopefully as we get into the warmer months, I think I might be quite so bad.
What are we thinking? Is this the fittest that you've been in winter?
No, I don't think last winter I was probably in better shape because there's no races on at the moment.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you know, it's like sort of only limited to, you know, like how hard you really push.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Hey, we should play a game.
Are you just thinking on the fly now, Pete? Just everyone.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking it might be fun if we played.
These are literally our conversations.
It would be fun if we played a word association game.
Would it be fun for you and me or fun for anyone listening?
Well, whatever's fun for you and me is fun for those listening, I think.
That's good. That's true.
But how do you get a is it possible to get a random word generator?
Yeah, so if you go to their website, have you got your OC, type in G.
Whose website?
No, just go type in your URL. Type in G.
I know where you're going with it.
And type in.
No, you're a jerkbag.
Generator, you dickhead. You know that really annoys me? It's like when people ask a question and I'm like, you could just Google it. Like it's quicker for you and I don't have to answer.
Oh, this is amazing. All right, we're doing word association.
Okay.
You ready?
Go.
You have 3 seconds each time. And it's obviously the first thing that comes to your head. I have randomly generated 50 words with no other filter than...
Do I have to do it?
Well, no filter. Yeah, I say the word and you tell me what the first thing that comes to your mind is.
Okay? Go.
Small.
Beats dick.
I knew this game would suck.
Nah. Go.
Dance.
Ballroom. Is it random that you have it in front of you? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm just some of the words aren't really that great, so I'm just like scrolling down to get good ones. King.
Jack.
I don't know who that is.
Like the king. Jack. Like cards, mate.
Follow.
Me.
Weapon.
Me.
Rock.
The Rock.
Pioneer.
Christopher Columbus. Ooh, is that right?
Iron. Onion.
Tony Abbott. Remember when he ate that onion?
Oh, yeah, that's not bad for me. I was like, how the hell did you get Tony Abbott out of that?
Yeah.
Hit.
Man.
Gregarious.
Gregory.
Oh, I miss Greg.
Yeah, Greg's good.
Oh, can we go to the Gold Coast again one day? What?
Greg's having another kid.
Is he? Oh, congratulations, Greg.
Yeah. Mate, there's no chance that Greg listens to this. Like, could you picture someone who would be less interested in you and I talking than that guy?
This, do you know what? If Greg listened to an episode of this, he would be like that guy on Billy Madison who was like, we are all now dumber for having listened.
May God have
mercy on your soul.
West Wing. I'm still in the process of The West Wing. I think it's my 17th time watching it. I love everything about it.
And
wow, so you
really, you know, it's got you, Josh Lyman in there is Eric from Billy Madison.
No.
I'm all about it.
I don't, do you rewatch things a lot?
Yeah, it's good ones. Band of Brothers. All right, Band of Brothers, you know, I watch Band of Brothers every year and I have since 2005. Every single year I've watched Band of Brothers again. And I've
But that's like a mini series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we touched on it the other day. I watched Sopranos again. I think it's a really good thing. Like a really good, you know what? Breaking Bad, great series. Won't watch it again. Have no interest in it.
Yeah, I've watched Prison Break again.
Never seen it.
Oh, mate, you got to go to the OG Prison Break.
Yeah,
it gets Prison Break is an absolutely stereotypical example of a series that just gets lost after a few seasons. But the first two seasons of Prison Break are unbelievable. It's like the first two seasons of the OC. You just can't get any better.
You've gone back and watched the OC?
Yeah.
It's arguably the worst acting I've ever seen.
It is. Let me tell you, it's so bad.
It's horrible.
Oh, like, it's so bad.
You really wonder.
They're just kids. They're kids and they suck at acting.
Like, what? That Ryan guy was like 24.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean?
Mm. That guy playing the new Batman, whatever his name is, the guy from the vampire thing, Robert Pattinson. Not about it.
Batman?
No, he's Batman.
No. It's the worst Batman ever.
Christopher Nolan's not making it.
It'll be terrible.
Although he has a new movie coming out, Tenet.
What was the last movie he made?
Interstellar? The war one.
He's made something since then.
No, I don't think he has.
We talked about it. Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, of course I'm right. That's a great movie.
You are absolutely right. Great. Dunkirk.
Do you know the three?
Didn't we watch that at the movies?
No. Do we?
Have we ever been to the movies together? I don't know why I thought that.
No. You know how it's like filmed in like the troops are a day.
It's like
an hour and the boats are a week.
Yeah, that's good by you.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes.
And everything in his
it's really clever. Block.
And have you seen his new movie, Tenet, like the trailer for it?
No.
Mate, it's unbelievable.
Is it?
It's be the major release of 2020. And I think he's holding off releasing it in the US, but everyone else is getting some sort of streaming release. It's being released in cinemas outside the US.
I didn't know that The Prestige was a Christopher Nolan movie. Did you know that?
Unbelievable, yeah. Everything
I love that movie, and I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, easily.
He's unbelievable.
I mean, we've spoken about him before. Oh, no, we've spoken about, what's his name? Composer, conductor.
Oh, Hans Zimmer.
Zimmer, yeah.
Just, I haven't listened to much Hans Zimmer of late.
Mate, I listen to all the service, my working music. I've got it on Spotify.
Do you really listen to that sort of thing when you're working?
Yeah, 100%. I can't listen to anything with lyrics. Mate, you listen to hard trance when you're working, like a psycho.
It's so strange. It's really strange, but it's the only thing that, like, makes me concentrate.
No. Yeah, I've got it here. Maybe I'll make it public. It's on my Spotify. It's great. Yeah, Hans, yeah, here we go. Are you Spotify or Apple Music?
I'm back on Spotify now. I did a period of Apple Music.
Is it Apple Music?
Nah, it's pretty good, but it's not.
It's not Spotify, mate.
Spotify is. Do you know what I love about Spotify? It is so clever. Like, you just put an album on or something, and then the album finishes, and it just gives you like an endless array of lot of similar music.
Yeah,
and it's always good.
Do you know what else? I don't know how often people. Well, obviously a lot is the Discover Weekly playlist.
Oh,
it's a real
yeah. Problem. My just because of what I listen to during the day, my Discover Weekly playlist is just like Axwell, like Armin van Buuren. It's not particularly diverse, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, hard trance is not a thing, mate. Although I did actually, going back on the running thing, I did have to buy. Actually, it's a great album.
dual album, whatever you call them. What do you call it? It's like when I had two CDs. What's that called?
I don't know what that's called. It's just a dual disc album, isn't it?
All right. Running Tracks, T-R-A-X.
Oh.
Summer 2019 for Ministry of Sound. Because I run with an Apple Watch because then I don't have to run with a phone. I just run with my AirPods and my Apple Watch. And I
can is your Apple Watch...
Yeah, Series 5.
What?
Yeah, Series 5.
Apple, yeah, but is it like... Does it... you know what I mean? Does it have like a... Like you get messages and stuff and you don't have your phone?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally unnecessary.
Yeah, I've never been able to warrant getting one.
Yeah, but you know what? I've just turned into one of those parents, mate. Like I don't really spend so much time on the socials and stuff anymore. I just take photos and videos of my kid. You know? But having said that, I'd love to go off grid.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
The country. I mean, that's happening.
I wouldn't like to go off grid at all, actually. I'm sort of three quarters off grid at the moment because Telstra have slowed my internet down so far.
That's the same thing.
It's pretty close, actually. Huh?
What does Em do?
What do you mean?
Like, does she put up with the internet?
No, she hates it. I get yelled at all the time.
Yeah.
Even though it's really not my fault. But
yeah. Hey, you know what I talk about with these listeners is your just incompetence at certain things. Have you put your lattice up yet?
Nah.
Pete calls me and he says, mate, I need some help putting some lattice up. And I think to myself, mate, that's arguably one of the easiest tasks that you could possibly do unless you're building the lattice, right? So turn up at your house. Not only have you not measured anything on the back wall, you then plan to drill concrete board to the neighbor's shed without finding any studs, without having measuring tape, and then just to finish it all off, where's the other battery for the drill? Oh, that's at Yarra Glen.
Yeah, we got it done though, didn't we?
Wow. Oh yeah, I just need you help for a couple of hours. I did stitch you up. It's a fair old stitch up.
But our courtyard looks great.
Is it finished?
No, we're just going to grow a creeper up the wall. We're not going to put a lattice there.
How's the creeper going to grow?
No, you know those creepers that just like suction onto walls?
That'd take a long time, man.
Yeah. Oh, I've got time.
Oh, there we go. You sold your apartment?
No, not yet.
Oh, is that no one's buying it?
Yeah. It's the property market's really funny at the moment.
We're covering all the topics today. Not only have they got movie advice, Olympic advice.
Like we've been very funny. I'm scared that we haven't been funny and now people...
It can't be you're funny all the time.
Well, I sort of feel like if you're doing a podcast, you kind of have to be funny all the time.
No. Have you watched 30 Rock?
I had something really funny just there before and I forgot. I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry?
I don't know what that is.
Watch 30 Rock and then that'll teach you about being funny.
What were we talking about before?
You still have a Pete's fact. And then we also... Oh, hold on. We also... Yeah, my things have changed. My emoji.
Ah. Oh.
Laugh, clap, hi. The three love hearts around the smiley face and the sad face. Real mix of emotions.
Yeah, wow, it really changes quite a lot. I've got the thumbs up, the laughing face, the sad face, the love heart eyes, and the fire.
Can you talk to me about hash cookies?
What do you want to know?
I want to know what's the deal.
I wouldn't know, unfortunately.
Oh, it's illegal,
but one of our friends is
Oh, you're gonna put me straight into it.
Huh? No, I wouldn't
know. One of our friends walks a dog and sometimes sees the owner of another dog that's being walked who says that they do something.
Oh yeah, that was so funny. Did you hear that piss take on just the wild rumors about stage 4 lockdown? Huh?
What?
Oh, no, I have nothing.
I sent that to you.
Mate, everyone, you can't. This is like no. Unless you actually made it, you can't take credit. I can't hear what you're saying.
I did make it.
It's like you can't take credit for that.
All right, on to better news. The world's tallest giraffe lives in Queensland at Australia Zoo.
Mate, how washed up are we right now?
5.7 meters. Nah, this is what happens on Thursdays at 8:49.
Oh, also we have to change it to Wednesday moving forward.
Why?
I got in trouble for it being on Thursday.
Why? What are you doing Thursday?
Nothing, but it has to be Wednesday from now on.
Such a puss.
I also got in trouble for saying that I'll never buy an electric car.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, you should have been called out for that.
Apparently I will be doing that.
Okay. How did that come about? Okay. Seems like really done a 180 there.
Tell me about something you've bought recently, Wilco, that's been a huge flop.
Thought we were going positive. A huge flop. An indoor bike trainer.
Oh, yeah. Wow, did you buy one of those secondhand, or did you actually buy it from a shop?
But I did give it a good workout for like 8 weeks. I bought it new.
Oh, did you sell it?
I sold it to a mate of mine.
That's good.
No, it's fine.
I feel like that happens less and less as you get older. Like when you're younger, you're like, I want rollerblades, give me rollerblades. And then you get them and you literally never use them. And you're like, now I understand why my parents were so reluctant to buy me rollerblades.
Yeah, I probably won't do anything like that again. I'm done. I'm selling all my shit except for my helmet.
Yeah, you're a runner now. Why would you keep your helmet?
Just in case. Like, what if you go, like, you just want to buy, like, a town bike or something? My helmet's good.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair. It doesn't really take up much room.
If anyone wants to buy my bike, let me know. How much am I selling it for?
I don't know.
Neither. All right. Have you got a Pete's fact?
I have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. But do you know?
Pete's fact, it's a giraffe.
Hold on.
Would you ever walk across Australia?
Pete's facts. Did you know that in Russia, the highest recorded difference from a summer high temperature to a winter low temperature is 107 degrees?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, like, in summer, it was obviously, like, 45 degrees or something, and then in winter it was, like, negative 60.
No.
Yeah, that's only two off. Negative 62.
What did you say?
45 and negative 62. Yeah. That's 107
different.
That's pretty extreme. That's the worst fact ever. I need to work on that.
Okay, well, in case of that, there's a lady called Janet Thompson that set a goal to walk from Melbourne to Perth, and she's still walking with her dog, Jack.
Do you know what I reckon is going to happen in the not-too-distant future? There's going to be more, like, people doing shit like that, right? Because you're not, like, talk to me about when Melbourne Marathon, for instance, who still haven't cancelled their event, by the way, which is ridiculous.
They're done.
Yeah, of course they're done. Anyone with half a brain would know they're done. But sorry. You can still enter it.
No.
Yep, you can. Legitimately, you can still buy an entry. Anyway, that's not my point. But, like, when is that ever going to happen? Like, when's that going to happen? It's going to be – there's absolutely no foreseeable future where a mass participation event of tens of thousands of people is going to occur. So I reckon people are going to start doing things like, you know, there'll be smaller, like, you know, personal challenge events where, you know, people are doing crazy shit. I reckon that's going to start happening.
What happens? What if someone like owns that and says, go and do it yourself? Where does it, you know, you got to worry about insurance and legalities.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of that's a decent point.
Oh, yeah, they shut it down. I mean, people would do it their own way.
Yeah, I don't know. The landscape for recreational events is going to be strange.
For the big ones?
Yeah. Oh, am I boring you?
A little bit.
For the big ones.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. Not sure. But you know what? I reckon everyone can just – it's disappointing some, you know, that people can't challenge themselves like that. But they can still go and do it.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to do – like I know a few people that on Melbourne Marathon Day are going to do a marathon.
Yeah, but it defeats the purpose if you all do it together.
What?
Well, it defeats the purpose if you do it together.
What do you mean?
Well, how are you all going to run?
Mate, you need to go to bed.
What I'm saying is how are you going to do 42K of your – like close, as close to you. God, I could think of nothing worse.
What do you mean, just going for a run?
For 42K from not a point A to B or whatever.
Oh, no, you just have to do like laps of Albert Park or something.
Oh, my God. Oh, I suppose that's, what's that, 8 laps?
It's like 8 laps. Yeah, it's not that bad.
That's not that bad. Well, now you've given
people have done marathons around the tan. It's like 16 laps or something.
Yeah. Oh, didn't Tommy run 60K?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. My friend Tom did that. That was amazing. He actually, do you know what? He's one of the very few people that actually listens to this podcast.
Yeah, he's also a pilot. He takes it international. Oh, my God, Pete, we lasted so long before you had an internet connection issue. And we're back after Pete's internet decided to absolutely cack his pants again.
apologies for the technical difficulties.
I think that's probably just signals given it's 9 o'clock that's probably the end of episode two. But there will be an episode three next Wednesday now.
Yep, Wednesday, correct. And maybe like we'll start throwing in a little bonus walkcast episode.
How are we walking?
We're allowed to meet up, us two, with masks on. Yeah.
No.
Exercise.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not breaking the rules, mate.
No.
But we are looking forward to guests, and we can have people jump on. I don't know why.
I reckon episode three we're gonna have a guest who we haven't yet confirmed.
I know who it is. I know who we should get.
Not someone that we've had before.
No, get you. I don't know. Oh, okay, who is it? Oh, is it going to be M? It's so predictable.
No. We'll think of someone. Oh, I was just about to say something that I will not say, otherwise I'll get in trouble.
Do you know who it is? Do you know who it is?
No.
Okay, good. Good chat. All right, take us out, Pete.
All right, thank you, everyone, for listening. Episode 2.
Season 4. What a classic. All right, everyone.
That's a great track.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Season 4, episode 2. We've now done more episodes than season 3. Yeah, season 3.
Why are you starting episodes like that? You never used to start episodes saying season 4, episode 2.
Well, because I want people to know that this is the new, we're serious about this one.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's fair. But you need to say, we need to do like the You Say the Wilco Show and then I say featuring Pete thing.
Oh, okay. The Wilco Show.
Featuring Pete.
Yeah, that is better.
Daniel, I've got a few things to say. But I'm going to start off with letting everyone know that this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Oh, God.
Mate. HelloFresh is so good.
No leftovers.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that because I know that the following night you just have another delicious meal to look forward to.
What have you got? The three-meal box or?
Yeah, three-meal. This week is the first time we've ever done it.
What's the other one?
What do you mean the other one?
Well, three-meal. But there's not like a seven-meal one.
No, you can do five, I think. You can do three and five.
Lack of commitment.
Well, we just wanted to try it out.
No, lack of commitment from HelloFresh.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you want to do it every night of the week?
You don't want to eat every night?
Well, yeah, but sometimes...
Where else are you going out for dinner?
No, I'm not going out for dinner. No one in Victoria is going out for dinner at the moment.
Yeah.
But seriously, HelloFresh is unbelievable. For anyone out there that hasn't tried it, I strongly suggest you do. So thank you to HelloFresh.
What kind of meals do we get? Don't just jump ahead. What kind of meals do we got this week? I'm interested.
We've already done this week. We did it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, we used them all up.
We had like a Caribbean coconut soup, coconut and bean soup or something. It was unbelievable. I was so skeptical. I can't even tell you how skeptical I was. Mate, it was the most delicious thing I've ever had.
Hey, someone to send you soup.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it was yum.
That was
a bad. And then a chickpea curry.
Okay.
We're vegetarian, by the way. And then we had lentil fritters last night.
Not bad.
Mate, seriously that good. I strongly urge anyone that hasn't tried it to try it.
Would you go over and just try a bit of Marley Spoon?
Is that the same? I've heard.
I think so. People... They put each other hard against each other. It's like meal deals and all types of stuff.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy with HelloFresh, and considering they're a partner of ours on the Wilco show featuring Pete, I'm not sure why you're giving airtime to their number one rival, but here we are.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now to the important stuff. Episode one of season four, a few days ago.
Huge reception.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty good.
I don't know what you think. Stop talking over each other, which we're doing right now. So go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. So, first of all, we're very rusty.
Well.
Right. So I just want to apologize to everyone for that, but we'll get better. So stick with us. Second.
Wait. No. Were we good on our first episode of all time?
No, we were terrible. We were worse than we were 2 days ago.
Okay, number two.
So there's still some residual improvement hanging around, which is good.
Okay.
Secondly, yes, you're right. We did talk over each other way too much, so we need to get better at that. But that's hard when you're doing it remotely.
And you have dial-up internet from 1999.
My internet's actually like, you know those radios that you have to wind up? Yeah. I'm just sitting here winding my modem, and if I stop, that's when it gets a bit scratchy.
It was our first ever episode that I think I've edited, because there was 88 seconds blanket of whistling.
Yeah,
Homer Simpson with the monkey in his head with the cymbals.
Do you know what? I was worried I actually wasn't going to be able to do the podcast tonight, because my home internet is so bad, right? And so last time I was tethering off my phone, but I've now exceeded the data cap on my phone, so they've wound me back to like snail speed. So I got nowhere to go. I've got nowhere to go with internet.
Who goes over their data cap now?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly. I spent a lot of time on Instagram this last month.
Yeah, but not connected to the internet.